Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Amanda Vozella, Director, Boys and Girls Club of Newark. You're really gearing up for summer, correct?
Yeah, actually this month is typically our busiest month of the year, getting ready for summer camp.
Mm-hmm. And what talk a little bit about how many camps you guys are going to have and just about how many kids will be taking part in those camps.
Yeah, so we run all summer long. It's a 9-week program. It begins June 9th and then it ends August 8th. Mm-hmm. And that program, typically we have close to between 175 plus kids in the program. Last summer, I believe we had 181 to be exact from Licking County.
Mm-hmm. And it's all over. I mean, it's a, yep. I mean, I know it says Boys and Girls Club of Newark, but you have people from
outside. So a lot of times in the summer, we have more kiddos from the county in general. So maybe from the Granville area, Heath, Licking Valley, a lot of Newark City school kiddos, just because we partner directly with them and Heath. But yeah, mm-hmm. in the summer, it's open to all of Licking County kids.
How do you get through a summer with that amount of kids coming through there?
You know, it keeps us young.
Talk a little bit about your staff, too, because obviously you can't do this by yourself.
Yeah, so I have an amazing team of staff. Several of our team members have been at the club since really for years, and Amy Sanders is our club director. She's been with me since day one. Our assistant director, he's been there for years as well. And then we have youth development professionals, and a lot of our staff either have background in social work, psychology, education, or they're just wanting to work in the field of working in education. So right now for the summer, we are a team of 13 for the summer. Mm-hmm. So a pretty good sized team. They're all paid staff. So we have our paid staff and then we also have volunteers. So we have two volunteers, one from Licking Memorial Hospital. She's a nurse. And so the hospital actually houses a nurse for us for the summer. And then we have an individual who's been volunteering with us for over a year now. So he'll be with us as well.
Mm-hmm. So your ratio is pretty good then. I mean, if you're 175-ish kids and about 15 staffers,
yep.
That's not too overwhelming to consider.
So actually, Boys and Girls Club, we have our ratio can be 1 to 20. Okay. So even though that might be how many's signed up, we don't typically have that every single day. But we do have over 100 a day. Because keep in mind, kiddos also go to other camps. I know New York City Schools is having a lot of day camps, or they might go to Camp O'Bannon or whatever. So they kind of come in and out in our program throughout the day.
And what's the requirements for a kid to come financially? I don't think people understand how this works, but maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I say this all the time. I almost repeat myself. It's $100 for the entire summer program, not per kid or not per day, not per week, for the entire program. So kiddos who are first grade up to eighth grade pay that, and then high schoolers are free.
Mm-hmm.
So that fee includes a paid breakfast, lunch, snack, of course, all the programming we do, and then all of the field trips. So that 100 fee covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Is it per child?
It is per child.
Yeah. I think sometimes like, oh, that's not too bad. I'll send 15 kids over.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
We do have a lot of families too. So we'll find that we'll have like, you know, 3, 4, 5 kiddos from one family that sign up.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the field trips. I mean, because it sounds like, I don't know, we talked about in the past, but again, I mean, it's summertime. You want to get kids out. You want to have fun. And they not like they can't down there because the campus, you got the nice parking lot and playground and stuff like that. But where are the field trips?
So we do a lot of things out in the community right now. So far, we have planned, we'll be partnering with Hope Valley. Mm-hmm. So we went out there last year for 3 weeks for a camp. And so we'll continue doing that with our kiddos and they'll partner with some heroes around the community. We have a day at the Midland Theater. Of course, we'll be going to the swimming pool. We go to a lot of the parks, so we like to get the kids out. We'll go to Geller Park, skate park. One of our field trips is going to Jimmy John's, and that aligns with our career launch program. So our middle schoolers will go and work the register. They'll prepare subs. They did that last summer.
That's got to be cool for them.
Yeah, so that's another one of our field trips. And then we have a few others throughout the community.
That's really awesome. So it sounds like there's an overlay of education. I mean, most people think summertime, let the brains atrophy and let the minds, you know, soak up sun and fun. But it sounds like you're really geared up to make sure they're having fun, but also learning stuff too.
Yeah, we truly have a blend of the academics as well as the other things. So in the morning, the way our program is structured, so they arrive, they have breakfast, they get a little bit of outdoor time, and then they do go in their classrooms for what's called summer brain gain and Edmentum. And so that's the education piece to help with that summer prevention loss. And then we serve lunch, and then typically our field trips are in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So a blend of having fun and still learning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the Jimmy John's with them?
I do. Yeah, of course. Anything food really good. I'm a foodie, so
I can't believe the kids. Do they get a chance to go back and make sandwiches? You said,
yeah, they make them, and then they of course get to eat them as well.
Yeah.
So no, any field trips that's related to food, I'm in.
You're up. Yeah. You know what? We need a volunteer. Don't worry, I got it. I'm all
everybody's
about
hand goes yeah. right up.
Yeah, that's one of those days where I'm like, oh, I'm not busy on other important stuff
because somebody said food, and yeah. I want to be there. I mean. Yeah, I go back to when this all came about, you know, talking to Sarah Wallace and Jennifer Roberts and all these folks, and then you coming aboard. It's amazing to me. You just mentioned some of the partners that you deal with, but folks really have just embraced this like none other I've ever seen. I mean, everybody has helped with this. You got to feel good about the impact that you guys are having in the community.
Yeah. Something that I kind of share, and I don't think this is meant to be a negative, it's really a positive, but when individuals or donors or partners walk into our doors, I often hear the comment, I didn't know that this is what this was going to be. I thought it was going to be something else. And they say that like an impressed way. They come in and they're like, this is way more than I thought. So I think when people visit our program or they see us out in the community, I know so many individuals who come in and they say, your kids are, they have great manners. They're very thankful. That's a message at the club that I've instilled and my team has instilled that this takes a community, and we often tell them. So just the other day, Palumbo's, Cindy Palumbo, great partner of ours. She makes special, we call them special dinners. So they got Alfredo, brownies, a salad. And so she'll do like a special dinner each month. And she partnered with Denison, and Denison students, we had about 15 Denison guys come up.
Imagine that, guys coming for food.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had like 15 Denison students. They came in and served. They also did some yard work. So they did some service work while we're there. Just across the street at the firehouse, they serve our kids a special dinner the first Tuesday of the month. So it continues to happen as far as our community supporting mm-hmm. the club.
And I can attest to the kids are well-mannered. I think it was AT&T, was it last year?
Yep.
And they were giving away donating the computers. I'll tell you what, it was you and somebody else just went, snapped a finger, and man, them kids were quiet.
Is that right?
And I shut up. I'm like, I'm sitting over here in the corner, and I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, there's an art to getting 100-plus kids' attention, mm-hmm. I like to say.
I'd like to have just gotten to mine their attention, but to go back to the partnerships, that was a heck of a deal that you guys got to bring those computers in because it gives kids a chance. Maybe they see them in school and work with them in school, but that's it. They might not be able to do it again, but to be able to do that every day at the Boys and Girls Club is a big bonus.
Yeah, I mean, just the facility itself offers so many things for kids, whether it be the technology piece, we have the kitchen and cafe, we have the fitness room, the art room. Both of those rooms, just between the fitness room and the art room, were essentially donated by donors. And then the outdoor playground area was helped out by one of our local Kiwanis. So mm-hmm. again, even the facility itself is from our partners and donors.
Do you find that the kids are, I hate to say like a sponge, but it seems like with so much chaos in so many kids' life, when they have a little bit of order, they have a little bit of, here's what we're doing now, here's what we're doing later, a little uniformity in each day, they kind of respond to that, don't they?
They do. I will say, even if we kind of change up the day a little, our kids are like, wait, why aren't we doing this at this time? So I always say that I say work hard, play hard, and also with that, you know, have consistency, but it's okay to change it up a little bit to have some fun with it. But yeah, our kids, they know what they're supposed to do. Like I said, even when we have people come in the door, they're like, they know exactly where they're supposed to go. I was kind of envisioning kids all over the place. I'm like, nope, they know where to go, what to do, how to line up. So they know the process of the flow of the day.
That's awesome.
It is. It's a wonderful thing to go see. Take a tour. Get a hold of Amanda and the staff. They'll be happy to take you through. How do you become a member? What do you need to do if, people are listening to this and they're thinking, you know, the camps sound great, but I need something every day after school, you know, parents working and those kind of things. What's the process for that? What do they need to do?
Again, that's still is fairly easy. They come in, sign up with the application, and the after-school program is just a one-time $10 fee from September to May. And then once their application and fee is paid, they're really enrolled. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of barriers to the program.
Yeah.
So,
how closely do you work with the Central Ohio Boys and Girls Club? I mean, are they there if you need, hey, look, I need some help with something. We're running into something we've never had before. I'm assuming they just didn't throw you to the wolves and said, hey, have a good day. We'll see you, every other year.
Well, we are a part of Boys and Girls mm-hmm. Club of Central Ohio. So I work with the leadership team. We have our clubs in Columbus and then also in Marion. So as a leadership team, we work together really to talk about programming and really development. And then, of course, we all get together. For example, we have some trainings coming up and all three markets get together to train. So, mm-hmm. we do work independently in some way, but we are part of the larger organization. Boys and Girls Club is a national organization. So even as Central Ohio, we'll get together and we go to a lot of trainings throughout really the states.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it reflects a little bit your staff, though. I mean, I'm sure there's a national template and here's kind of what we do. But depending on what pieces, what cogs in the machine you have, it might take on a little bit of their personality as well.
Oh, yeah. And again, back to just being a part of the larger organization, we're able to benefit by using some of the resources. But we work a lot with just our community and what works best for Licking County, too. Mm-hmm. So we have that ability as well.
Well, I mean, I've known you now. I've been down here. God, too long if you ask some folks, 18, 19 years, and it seems like I've been dealing with you with what you're doing in the community since then. Your passion for this is unparalleled. I mean, I remember with Big Brothers, and you just kind of, you found your niche here, though. I mean, not saying you didn't enjoy those other ones, but this one here, I can tell this is the one that you'd like to finish with, I would say.
Yeah, my daughter hopefully will take my position one day. So she already knows how to run the club. She really does. She's 10, and that's my succession plan. I'm not kidding.
She's got it. She's got 10. The succession plan.
That yeah, I got strong. A succession plan.
It so sounds like you got an exit plan. Yeah. To me.
She, my assistant director and club director, they're like, we're fearful she's going to take our job. But I am now, I did start fairly young. I went to JVS for mm-hmm. early childhood, which is now CTEC. I'm 25 years in of working in social services and with kids. So absolutely my passion. I'm a licensed social worker. I like this kind of setting. It allows for me to work directly with kids in a direct care way with some flexibility. And then, of course, I like to bring the fun. So these environments for me.
No.
Yeah.
you get that, Joel? Amanda likes to bring
the fun.
I like to bring the fun.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, this is definitely my niche.
If folks want more information on any of this, is it just simply go to the website, Facebook page?
Yep. So bgccentralohio.org. And then, of course, that's our website for the entire organization. But if you want to click under locations, you'll see Newark. And then we have our Facebook page, Boys and Girls Club of Newark, Ohio, not Newark, New Jersey. I'll throw that in there because that happens a lot. So between the two, and then our phone number is 740-340-0959.
But if people just want to drop by, which that's what you prefer.
Yeah.
You made that very clear. Where are you located?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'd rather people stop by than respond to an email any day.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And where are you located?
96 Mulholland mm-hmm. Street. There are signs if you're going down West Main. Yep. There's some signs kind of along that area that show you how to get back in the neighborhood mm-hmm. to our program.
Yeah, because the first time I went looking for you, when you guys, first I'm like, okay, she's pulling a trick on me. I'm looking at a field.
You got to remember, she brings the fun.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Well, surprise!
She was keeping the fun away. If folks want to make a donation.
Yep. So on our website, there's the first thing you see is the donate now. I mean, hey, there is a donate now button, so you can donate to the Newark program. You can also, again, drop off any donation. We have a PO box 271, Attention Boys and Girls Club, so they can donate as well.
Well, so what's the need? I mean, if you're looking for donations, what are some of the needs?
So, of course, financial is always great. And then for our summer, those typical summer stuff. So when I say summer stuff, imagine 100 plus kids, the amount of chalk we go through, the amount of basketballs that we go through. I can tell you, we go through a lot of that. Juice boxes, bubbles, that kind of summer stuff. Think about your own kiddos, the things that you might have.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Amanda Bozella, Director, Boys and Girls Club of Newark. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day holiday.